This is G'day World 295. You're listening to Cameron Riley on the Podcast Network. My guest today, she's known as Gold Coast Girl, especially on Twitter, where she's a very active Twitterer. Real name is Vanessa Stacey, and she calls herself the Geek Stripper. I call her the Web 2.0 Stripper. She's from Gold Coast in Queensland and Australia, very active user of MySpace and Twitter and Facebook to promote her exotic dancing that she does all around the country. So she was in Melbourne recently. We caught up for lunch and we had a chat about the business of being a stripper. How does it work? I was absolutely fascinated to know how the business works, how she treats it as a business, and also how she uses things like Twitter and MySpace to market her business and increase her business opportunities. So I hope you enjoy this one. I found it fascinating. Coming up in a few moments, Vanessa Stacey, the Web 2.0 Stripper.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
We have a legacy of freedom and privilege, which has been won by hard struggle, hasn't been given by from above. It's been won, but we have it, and we can use that to help people who are suffering seriously if we try.
Well, the singularity is a future time which will be profoundly transformative, where the machine intelligence we're creating will be billions of times more powerful than our own biological intelligence.
Well, ask you, what's next for Robert Scoble? What do you think you're going to be doing 3-4 years from now?
Oh, geez. Well, hopefully we'll have a successful launch of Longhorn. I want to stick around with Microsoft for at least 4 more years.
Around what I call the because effect rather than the with effect. In other words, I can make more money because of my blog than with
anything
my blog.
Of this magnitude only happens because enormous numbers of people want it to happen and are willing to commit time and energy and money.
G'day world, 17th of September, 2007. Don't even know what month it is. That's what happens when you don't have a job. I'm sitting at Crown Casino in Melbourne with a special guest to our city today, Vanessa the Undresser. Is that what you call yourself?
Well, me and everyone else.
Vanessa Stacey, aka on Twitter, the Gold Coast Girl, or as I've been referring to her lately...
Here comes my food, sorry.
Here comes her food.
Hungry. It's all mine.
You've ordered all of that?
Yes.
Holy crap. I wish I'd... Oh, I do have a camera. I'm going to take a photo of this. I'm going to pause this and take a photo.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're back. Vanessa's just had part one of her three-course lunch here, and we've been chatting. So I was going to say, I've been calling her the Web 2.0 Stripper because she's very active in online stuff. Now, let's talk about... Let's start with the online stuff, and then we'll go back. So, I first discovered you on Twitter, because you're a very active user of Twitter. Then I discovered you've also got a whole bunch of MySpace pages and websites. Let's talk about Twitter. How did you start using Twitter? How long ago?
Well, that's a good question. I should say on my profile somewhere. That's pretty much the way I go by it. Other than that, I think I came across it from MySpace, on MySpace, on another person's profile, and they had one of those little badges up, and I was like, this looks interesting. And I went from there and looked at a few people, what they were doing. I went, ooh, this is exactly what it... Because my thing is I love to blog, and my friends do read my blogs and stuff like that and to keep up to date with me, but because I'm not the only one doing the travelling, it's a case of I can't always sit down and do an actual long-ass blog. I just want to do a quick one, and I just can't find the internet sometimes and all that, and I saw how you can do it via your mobile and all that, and I was like, yep, I'm there. And then pretty much, like anything with me and the internet, I get addicted pretty quickly. Real quick.
So it's interesting to me that and you've just been explaining to me how you can are a small business person, basically, running your business, and you're aggressively using your blog and Twitter to promote where you're going to be, what gigs you're doing, trying to get people to come along if they're in town. Do you see that as part of your job? Is like pre-marketing your appearances and your performances part of the business?
Hell yeah. Well, it's the case of because I do a little travel, I don't just work on the Gold Coast, so I'm down here in Melbourne. I've been down here before, and there's people that are always like, when you're here, we need to know when you're here and all that sort of stuff. Over the years, people have just basically started asking. I've gone, well, I've created one little web page and went from there pretty much, and everyone's been quite happy with it, so I've gone, right, all right, I'll keep going with it then.
What other sorts of things do you do to market your appearances?
Pretty much it's all internet-based because that's the easiest and, yes, cheapest way to go about it, especially with MySpace. Everyone seems to be on there and everyone seems to be able to join. It's really easy. But other than that, and the Twitter is on my MySpace too, so that allows everyone to have a little quick little updates into my life without me having to go too in-depth and everything like this. So it's a case of, I don't know, it's just all worked out like that. So I just use the internet. Everyone I know pretty much has got that. Or I just text them on my mobile. And pretty much that's the way it works. That's the only way it works around here, because I can't really advertise in papers or anything like that. It's not that far reaching. Some people just turn up and go, oh, look, you're working here.
And all of the dancers that you know do the same thing, or are you out in the cutting edge?
Some do. Some, it just depends. It's a case, there's a whole group of us, we're geek strippers, you could say. We're all very much internet enabled as such. We're very much all over the internet there, and we do use, and we all have our own little MySpace pages and all that sort of stuff. Just some of us decide to use it in that way, and other people would, I don't know, they're too, oh, we're into the lifestyle of the stripper. We're going to go out, oh, look at my Gucci handbag. I'm going to go shopping now. I'm going to go hang with some exclusive restaurant with my friend and get drunk every night or something like that. Some girls, they don't care about that sort of thing, that aspect of it. They just see it as money, let's go party, and, yeah, they don't last long, those girls. So I just saw this as more of a long-term thing. I was going to do it for a few years, so I might as well, you know. I figured people would be wanting to know where I was and what I'm doing and stuff, so... Yeah.
The geek stripper. Yeah. I love it. So, okay, let's go back and let's talk about how you got involved in the business. When did you first become an exotic dancer? How does one get into the game?
Just turn up to a club and ask for a job.
How old were you?
I was very legal. 23.
You were 23 when you started?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, not every girl is 80 when she starts as girls. That I've known that started when they're 30.
How old are you now, if I...
Yeah, go
ask?
For it. Yeah, 29. Quite
29.
Happy. 29? Oh, actually, technically next month, October 30, presents.
I'm October 10. That, what does that make you?
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Yeah, very much so. Watch out.
So what happened when you were 23? What were you doing before you started dancing for a living?
Working in cafes. Being the Gold Coast, it's hospitality central, and pretty much everyone works in some sort of area as a waiter, in a cafe or in a restaurant or what have you. It's all very much hospitality, and I was just sick of how the jobs were hit and miss. Like, you'd have a job for a little while, then you'd be unemployed, then you wouldn't, then you'd have a job for a little while longer, then be unemployed a little again. I was just sick of all that, and I just happened to be hanging out in one of the clubs at the time, which doesn't exist now, unfortunately, but, and I don't know, I asked a couple of girls what the deal was, and they told me, I saw what the deal was, and I reckon I could do that, so I gave it a go, pretty much.
What was it that attracted you? Was it the money, the lifestyle, the getting up on stage? What was it?
Actually, it's a more, well, it's not so much personal, but it's a case of, when I first started, I was very much a wallflower. When I went to parties, I'd